Begin the current daf, Masech the Baba Basra, daf Chof Aleph. Begin on the second line down for the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf. That is, we had our Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Beis in the previous daf, where the Gemara had asked a contradiction regarding the Risha and the Seifa. The Risha made it sound like that a person cannot open up a store in this common courtyard that all the houses share, because he could complain about that there are customers coming in and out, and because of all the noise he can't rest. Yet at the end of the Mishnah it said that a person is allowed to, and no one could protest, if he's going to open up something where there's going to be koilat hinoikis, where the assumption is that there's going to be children coming in and out, yet they're from a different neighborhood. And in the ratio of the Mishnah we said that they could protest regarding other people coming into the common courtyard that's going to make noise. So that Rava answered, he says that you're right. Although that from the ratio of the Mishnah, it said that if it's going to be some type of a profession that other people from other neighbors are going to come in, people could protest. But the Tanaikis is not talking about a store, it's talking about school children for learning from their Rebbe, from their teacher. That is permitted. Why is that permitted? So that the Gemara says this was from the Takana of Yeshub ben Gamla onward in history, where for those purposes that there is a Takana to open up in every single neighborhood, and therefore even in the common courtyard, that if that's where the Rebbe is, he could open up and the neighbors cannot complain. As the Gemara brings, the Amr Behuda Marav. Behuda said the name of Rav, that Baram, Zachar Isa Ishla Taiv, that for sure, we have to remember that man for good. And who is he? Yeshub ben Gamla Shema, his name is Yeshub ben Gamla. Shel Molihu, that if not for him, Nishtakech term Yisrael, the Torah would have been forgotten from the Jewish people. Why? As follows. Shebetchila, in the beginning, Mish Ishla Av, someone that had a father, Malam de Torah, the father would teach him Torah. Misha Ein Lo'av, someone who didn't have a father. Lo'ha Yolam Torah, he wouldn't learn Torah. Why? My Darish, what did they expound? The Pasuk in Devarim says, V'lamadetem Oisem, that you should learn them, meaning the words of the Torah, and teach them, as B'neichem, your children, L'davar B'am, to speak in them, in regards to, this is from the parasha of from Shema, to teach your children Torah. Now, V'lamadetem Atem, they read it, that V'lamadetem Oisem is without a Vav, that you read it, that you should learn it as Benecha, meaning that the father is commanded to teach his child Torah. But if it doesn't have a father, then no one is commanded to teach him Torah. So his skinu, they instituted, she meshivin malam de tegis b'Yerushalayim, that they should put school teachers in Yerushalayim. So my darsh, what do they expound? Why do they feel that in Yerushalayim is where the yeshiva should be for all those orphans, for all those who didn't have fathers? From Pasuk in Yeshaya, says, Kimit Tzion Teitzei Sarah, that from Tzion, Torah comes out, and at the end of the Pasuk says, with Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim, the word of God comes out from Yerushalayim. No, but this was still a problem. But dying still, Mishesh Le'ab, whoever had a father, Hayimala Malamda, he would bring him up to Yerushalayim to the yeshiva, and they would teach him. Mishesh Le'ab, someone who didn't have a father, he didn't even go up to go ahead and learn over there in the yeshiva in Yerushalayim. So Skina, they instituted, she Meshivin Mechol Pelech Ufelech, that they should put school teachers in every single Pelech. Now, Pelech is like a province where there's many different medinos, very different states in this province. So in the larger areas, in every province, they put school teachers. And then they would bring in for the first time those who didn't have fathers to learn at the age of 16, 17. Now, the problem was, whoever had his teacher getting upset at him that he wasn't paying attention, wasn't learning as appropriately. So Mavayit by Biyatza. So these are teenagers, so they would just kick and leave. Well, I'm interested in this. For 15 years, I did whatever I want to, and now I'm suddenly I'm going, and this Rebbe's telling me what to do. So it was still problematic. It still wasn't taking care of the issue of regarding the learning Torah problem. Achaboy Yeshub ben Gamla b'tik, until Yeshub ben Gamla came, and he instituted she meshiv malam di tenukis, that they should put teachers of little children, b'chol medina u'medina, in every single district, b'chol ir v'ir, in every single town, and that they start already at the age of 6, 7, then they're young enough to be molded, and they're already starting, and moreover, that since there were younger children, they can't have it just in the province, because you can't have these young kids going so far away. They put in every single town, for little kids, that was Yeshub ben Gamla's institution, that was the only way to keep within the framework of Torah, because it's only at that young age that you're able to start, because afterwards, then they just kick and they leave. So again, so therefore, that's the basis of Rava's Halacha, that there's a differentiation between this Seif of the Mishnah of Tinaikis, where there no one could stop him, because that was the Takana of Yeshub ben Gamla, to allow it in every single town to have school teachers, where then the children come, wherever the Rebbe is, in his common courtyard with his neighbors. Now, a related teaching from Rav, Amalei Rav, Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas. Rav said to Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas, who, as we brought earlier in this Masech, Nav Chesem Ad Beis, that he was a teacher of young children, so he told him, Ad Shis Loi Tekabel, until age 6, don't accept any students. Mekam Ve'elech Kabel, but from age 6 and on, you could accept. And Va'asvilei, then you should give him to eat and drink, which is a metaphor for the teaching him Torah, even against his will, Keturah, like an ox, who they put a yoke on him on the shoulders, even though he doesn't want it, but he gets used to that, that becomes, for the rest of his life, he becomes then an ox that can do work, because if not, he becomes a wild ox, and he has no usefulness for himself, and it doesn't end up being pleasant for him later on. So when at a young age, already get them used to accepting this yoke. Another teaching, Vamali Ravler of Shmuel Bashilas, says, Kimachas Liyanuka, when you hit a child, Loi Timchi, you should only hit him with a shoe strap. In other words, a slight tap so that he doesn't get harmed, but just to teach him the lesson that it's not well what he's doing. Because the Ka'ari Kari, whoever will read will end up reading. The Loi Kari, if he's not going to, there's no point in just hitting him and hurting him and causing trauma. Lahavit Safsa Lachavri. But rather that you don't have to harm him more than what's necessary. If it'll get to the message, he'll get it. If not, then don't remove him. Rather, let him stay over here with his friends, his school friends, and at the end, he'll end up paying attention, social learning theory. He'll see kids there learning Torah and having satisfaction. He'll end up doing the same. So don't go and hurt anyone. Just show them that this is not the appropriate way, and if he gets it, he gets it. If not, he'll figure it out on his own. So again, this was all introduced because of Rav's halacha. Now, on that, the Gemara asks Meisvei. The Gemara asks from the following brisa on Rav's halacha, which again, he said that although generally a person cannot have a profession that's going to have people from other neighbors come into his common courtyard, as a school child teacher, he's allowed to do that. On that, asked the Gemara, we learned in the brisa, Echad Mimnei Chatzar, if one of the members of the courtyard, Shebikish Le'asis Reife, that he wants to be, which usually translates as a doctor, Rashi says a mail to circumcise, or uman, which in this context means a blood letter, or vagardi, or a weaver, or umalamde tenaikis, or a teacher of school children, b'nei chatzir ma'akvin alav, the other members of the courtyard could stop him. Why? Because whatever these professions are, there's many people going to come in and out, whether it be a blood letter or a weaver, it causes a lot of traffic and congestion, and therefore the neighborhood could protest. But one thing we see that even regarding a malamde tenaikis, they could be ma'akim, not like the way Rav was answering for the sefer of our Mishnah, that the tenaikis concept of coming in was a malamde tenaikis, that they cannot stop him. That answers the Gemara, and the Chochmah is kinah. What are we talking about over here in this Bryce? Is betenaikis te'akum. We're talking about where he's a school teacher for young non-Jewish children. That doesn't go into the exemption of the Takana Bishu Ben Gamla. So there, yes, they could stop him because, yes, it's causing too much traffic. For Jewish children, that was the Takana Bishu Ben Gamla, that they can't stop. Tashima, a similar question and answer, the Gemara from the following Braisa. Shnaim Shiesh Mechatzer, two people that are, they dwell in this courtyard. And one of them wanted to be one of these professions we mentioned before. His friend could stop him, and one of them is a Malam de Tanaikis. As the Gemara, Chanami B'Tanakis Akam, this verse is also talking about a teacher for young non-Jewish children, where there they could stop him. So Mrs. Toshima, let's bring another Raya, not like Rav, from the following Braisa. Mishishli Bayis B'chatz HaShofen, if someone owns a house, a piece of property, in a sheared courtyard, but he doesn't live over there, says the Braisa, HaRizu Leiski Ren, he's not allowed to rent it out, he cannot get a tenant, Leila Reifei, V'leila Uman, V'leila Gardi, V'leila Sefer Yehudi, which are all the cases we mentioned in the previous brises. And one of them is for a teacher that teaches young Jewish children, and V'leila Sefer Armoya, and not for a non-Jewish teacher. So you see that one of them is, you cannot have someone that's going to be bringing in other children from other places, even if it's Jewish children. So it's the Gemara, Nehoch Ma'eskin, what do we talk about in this brises, but Sefer Masa, which Rashi explains, that means to say, that he's not just a teacher of school children, he's actually the master teacher of all the children in the city. And he has teachers like a principal that works under him, and he teaches all of them how to go ahead and do this pedagogical, all these different things, and that's going to make a lot of noise because everybody from the whole city comes to him, that they can protest. But a regular school teacher for young children, that was an exemption of Yeshua Begamla, that they cannot protest, like Rav had said. Now, continuing on this theme, which Rava had used to explain the halacha of the Mishnah, so Amar Rava, he says, Mitakanas Yeshua ben Gamla ve'elach. From that takana onward, which he had instituted that they should make school teachers in every city, every town, so we're not allowed to take from one district a child to another to learn every single day, because he might get harmed on the road, because the satan, the provoking angel, provokes at a time of danger. Like it says in the Pasuk in Bereishis Mem-Beis, Pen Yikra Enu Asan, because you're going to be traveling. Rather, the parents of the child, the people of the city could be forced that to have a school teacher, especially for this district, for this town, because that you can't make the child go to another town because of the inherent danger, especially since Yeshua Megamlo instituted that it should be in every single town. But says Rava, but to make him go from one shul to another shul where they used to have their schools in the shuls, to go from one to the next where they had a school in the other shul, not in this shul, that they can make him go to the other shul. Now, but v'mafsik nara, but if there's a river in between from one Beis HaKnesses to the other one, loy mamtina, then we can't make the child have to go to the other shul because there's a river in the way, and therefore then we force the people of the city to make a school, a teacher of him in his own shul. Now, v'ikka tisura, but if there's a wide bridge, which Rashi says that we find this term tisura as in Menachas of Lamahemed Aleph, in one of the parts of the tefillin, it's called tisura of the tefillin, which is the place where the tefillin sits on, which is similar to like a bridge, then we could make him go to the other shul because there's a wide bridge. But if it's just a narrow plank that people walk over, again, that's dangerous. And then we don't make the child go to that other shul. Rather, that the people from the town have to make a teacher for him in his own shul. Another teaching from V'amar Rava on this topic is, Sach Makri Dardiki, the number of children that's fit for one teacher, is Esn V'chamish Yenuki, is 25 children. V'ikichamshan, let's say there's 50 kids in his class. Then we give him two teachers. 25 per capita, per group of children. Now, Vika Arban, if there's 40 kids in this class, so it's not enough for two teachers, Makminan Reish Duchna, so what they do is they hire someone that listens with the children from the teacher, and then he goes it over and he reviews it with the children. Now, this assistant gets paid. On that says, Rabu, Misayein Le Mimasa, that they provide, they assist the teacher who hires this assistant to be paid from the city coffers, from the city expenses, because it's something that it shouldn't be his own expense. 25 is what he has to, more than that is not. So if he's having 15 more, that assistant that he's hiring should be assisted for the payment from the city. Another teaching on this topic from Vama Rava, he says, Hai makri yinuka degaris, regarding this teacher of young children, that he teaches them, Vikar achrina degaris tremine. Now there's another available teacher that could teach more than this first teacher. Says Rava, Loi masakin lewi, do not remove the first teacher from his post, because dilma osi list was shule. Maybe if you would appoint the second teacher, he might come to be negligent because he's going to boast and he's going to say, haha, because there's no one as good as a teacher as me. And he's going to be negligent from teaching the children. And he won't be afraid to say, that they might remove me from the post because he's not doing such a great job. He goes to sleep late, he gets up, he comes. And he's not going to be afraid of that because he says, look, they removed the first guy because I'm the best. So therefore, don't remove the first guy to put it one who's a better teacher after him. Not Rav Dimi Minar Da, he disagrees. He says, no, Kol Shekein, all the more so if that we're going to respect this guy, that the Gar is Tfei. To the contrary, he's going to actually teach even more, even better. He's going to make his best effort to teach the best that anyone could teach. And the reason for that is because he's afraid of the first teacher, who's going to be jealous of him, that they removed him to make him the teacher, that he's afraid that that guy's waiting any opportunity to point out to the whole city to embarrass him, to show, oh, you removed me for him. Look at this guy, he's up late, and he comes, and he misses. He's not going to, he's going to stay on top of his game. As the saying goes, Kina Seifim Tarba Chachma. The jealousy of scribes, of scholars, increases wisdom because there's a competition, there's a competitive edge, and therefore he says to the contrary, do appoint the second guy, because he's going to really be on top of his game, so that the first guy won't have an opportunity because of his jealousy to knock him down. Similar, another halacha of Amar Rav, he says, Hanitre Makri Dardiki, there are these two school teachers, where Chad Garis, one of them teaches a lot of information, but Vali Dayik, he's not so precise in when he teaches the children that he shouldn't make any mistakes. He just gives a lot of concepts. Now Vachad Dayik, Vali Garis, the other one is very precise, he makes sure whatever he's giving is exact, but he doesn't teach so much. So that says Rava, Meistvina Hu Degaris Vali Dayik, so we appoint the one that teaches a lot and that is not so precise. Because Rava holds shebesh the memela nafka, the mistakes will by itself come out and will be ironed out, because they'll realize, wait a second, it can't be exactly as he said because of all that information. They'll have enough information, they'll get past the mistakes, but at least they'll be coming out with knowing a lot of information. Now Rav Dimi ben Ardam, he disagrees. He says, no, mitzvina didaik v'legaris. They appoint a teacher that's precise, even though he doesn't teach a lot. Because shebesh to kivin de al, a mistake, once it goes in, it goes in. It's hard to get rid of those original understandings that you get. You remain with those preconceived notions, and it's hard to remove it, and therefore you don't want mistakes to go in at in the beginning of a child's learning. And he proves this, the chsil, like it says, the pasukim lachem aleph. It says, Kisheshes chadashim yashav sham Yoyev v'chol Yisrael. For 6 months, Yoyev, who is the general, and all the Jewish people sat over there. Ad hichris kol zocha be'edom, until they wiped out all the males of Edom, which is a reference to the people of Amalek, which we're supposed to obliterate the people, the evil people of Amalek. Now, kiyos lekameh de David Amalek, when he came in front of David to say about the job that he did, so David HaMelech said to him, as we continue to Medbeis, my time of Abdishachi, why did you do this? Why didn't you kill also the females? Amalek said, what do you mean? The Chassidus says in the Pasuk Devarim, Timche es zechar Amalek. You should wipe out the males of Amalek. Amalek, so David said to him, but vanan zecher karina, we read it, the zecher, the memory of Amalek, that you should wipe out everyone, not just the males. Amalek, so Yoav said to him, ano zechar karina, I read it, the males. So Ozel Shail Rabbis, he went to ask his teacher, who had taught him the original reading of how he read Chumash with his Rebbe. Amalek said to him, hey chakrisen, how do you read this pasuk? Amalek zecher said, the memory. Now, Shokel Savsir Lemikle took his sword to kill him. Amalei amai. So the teacher said, why? Amalei said, because it says, Dechsevis is a pasuk in Yirmiyah, Or Isa Malecha Hashem Yirmiyah. Cursed is the one who does the work of Hashem with deceit. Because there is a mistake over here. When you taught this teaching, although you're claiming that you say Zecher, obviously your students understood and heard it Zechar, and you never corrected them. And once a mistake goes in, it goes in, and it doesn't change so fast. Even though he must have heard the laning so many times, it's stuck with him that this is how my Rebbe taught it, Zechar, and if it's only the males. And now because of that, Amalek wasn't wiped out. So Amalek, so the teacher said to him, Shafkelahu gavr delekim ar, leave that man, meaning reference to himself, that let him maintain with being cursed, but don't kill me. Amalek, but he said to him, B'ksiv, it says at the end of that pasuk, but cursed is the one who holds back his sword from spilling blood, meaning someone that, like you, has to be killed. Now, Ikadami Katle, some say that he did kill him. Ikadami Lukatle, some say he didn't kill him. But again, you see that concept where therefore he disagrees with Rava, that once a mistake goes in, it maintains and it could have huge ramifications, and therefore rather have someone that's precise and doesn't teach a lot than have someone that teaches a lot and it's not precise. Another teaching on this concept, again, actually related to the other opinion we just said, that once a mistake goes in, it's not, you can't correct it. Vama Rava, Rava says, Makri Yanuka, a teacher of young children, Shasala, someone who plants vineyards to get half the profits of someone else's vineyard that he's planting, Tabacha, a butcher, a slaughterer, V'umana, and a bloodletter, V'sefer Masa, and a scribe of the city, Kulan kimusarin va'imdeninu. They're all categorized as people that were ready, even though they weren't, as if they were pre-warned that they shouldn't make a mistake, and that if they're going to make a mistake, they're going to be removed from their post even without a warning, even though they weren't warned. Why? Kol demelsa, the general rule is, kol psegdud lehader, any loss that cannot be reversed. Like these cases, for example, if the butcher made it into a nevela, there's no undoing it. If the bloodletter took out too much blood and killed the person, it can't bring him back to life. The scribe who made a mistake in the Sefer Torah, there's nothing to do about it anymore. And the teacher of school children, once you teach him the mistakes, you can't undo that. It's a child's mind is like wet cement. So Musav Oymer, who so he's already considered as if he's pre-warned already. This is a profession you got to know. You got to be careful with what you're doing. Nagamor goes back to the topic of our Mishnah, which is regarding that actually was related to the answer of Abaya, which we said that this is regarding the own courtyard. As the Mishnah was talking about, there you could protest. But another courtyard, in regards to what's going on in the neighboring courtyard, that they cannot complain. So related discussion, the Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna, he says the following halacha. Hai bar mavua, the person of the same mavui, where again, that they used to have their houses open up their common courtyard, then the common courtyards, all the common courtyards would open up to the mavui, and then all the mavois would open up into the main streets, into the Rosh Hashanah, which was the marketplaces and so on. So if someone that is in the same mavoi, the uki rechaya, where in this mavoi, which is this collection of all these courtyards that open up to the same street, where he put up a mill to use for grinding and to rent it out, which is his profession. Now, a fellow neighbor from the same mavoi, not the same courtyard, but the same mavoi, where he's from a different courtyard, but it shares the same dead-end street. So, and he opens up his own mill. Says Rav Huna, dinahu d'ma'akev alavei. So the one who already had opened up beforehand his mill could stop the neighbor from the same mavoi from opening up his own mill. Because the Amalek could tell him, you're taking away my provisions, my livelihood, because this is my profession. You're going to come, you're going to steal half my clients, half my customers. Says the Gemara, let's say from the following halacha that supports Rav Huna, which this halacha is talking about regarding a fisherman who is already eyeing a certain fish, and he already followed this fish that he recognizes where it stays, where it sleeps, where its hole is. So on that, the halacha is the marchikin, all the other fishermen, all the other hunters, have to distance mitzudas hadag, their nets for the fish, min hadag, from this fish, kimalei ritz hadag, the amount that a fish runs. There's a certain area that it stays in. And v'kama, how much is that? So Amar Abar Afun, this is ad parsa, up until the distance of a parsa. So from this halacha, what we see is that even though the first guy didn't get the fish yet, didn't come yet to him, but yet still we have to distance the other fishermen from there, because he could tell him, look, you're taking away my profession. That although I don't have the fish yet, but I already opened up shop over here, you can't come in and just open up shop next to me. Same thing, seemingly like Rav Huna's halacha, where I already opened up the mill, although these clients are not by me yet, meaning whatever the future clients are going to be, but you're going to open up, you're going to take away from my profession. And that says the Gemara, no, it's not a riot. Because Shani Dagum, we could say the fish are different, the Yave Siyara. Because not just that you open up shop when you're fishing. It's that the way a fisherman works is that he pays attention to realize what's the area of this fish. Then he puts down some food for the fish. Now, so therefore, since this guy already recognized the hole where the fish stays, and already put down food in the area of where the fish comes and goes, he's confident that he's going to catch the fish. So it's as if it already came into his net. And it's therefore the fisherman that wants to come next to him and take it away, it's as if he's actually directly damaging him. Now, in contrast to the halacha of Rav Huna, we're here, the other guy who's opening up the mill, even in the same mother, could say, no, whoever's going to come to me will come to me, whoever will come to you will come to you. I'm not taking away yours. Thereby, the fish, he already, as if he almost has it already. So that's going to be considered taking away his livelihood. But here, where no one knows who's going to come to you and who's not, so therefore, it's not a problem, and it wouldn't be a riot. You could say, not like Rav Huna, that the guy could open up his mill in the same mother. Now, Amalei Ravinal Rav, he says, Lema Rav Huna da Amak Rav Yehuda. He says, Should we say the Rav Huna is like one side in a machlekes tanoim, like Rabbi Huda? Because at now we learn the Mishnah Masechtas Bava Metzia that Rabbi Huda, I mean, he says, Lo yichalekchem b'ni, a storekeeper is not allowed to give out kaloyes vegoizen letinaikis, parched barley, which was like some type of a sweet snack, vegoizen or nuts to little children as some type of promotional. Because that will cause all the children, when the father sends them, go to the makolet, go to the store and buy your stuff, they're always going to go to that store, which is Rabbi Huda saying is unfair practices, because he gives out free snacks to the kids. Chacham disagree. They say, no, you're allowed to give out promotional items, you're allowed to give out these things, even though that will cause the kids to come, and that's a fair marketable practice. Now, seemingly, Rav Huna is like Rabbi Huda, who says, you're not allowed to do something that's going to unfairly take away from someone else's share in the market. We're here, there's another store, you're going to make everyone come to you. Assuming that's the same concept that Rav Huna is saying. If someone already has a practice open, you can't open up right next to him because it's going to unfairly take away from him, which he already had this thing, and now you're taking away from him. And that says the Gemara, no. Afilatim Rabban. We could say Rav Huna would be like Rabbanan. Why? Because Ad Kan Lo Pligi Rabban Led Rabbi Huda Hasan, because where do we find Rabban disagree to Rabbi Huda and say it's permitted to give out to Kloyes Vagaizim? Over there, that's permitted, and it's not considered taking away what someone already has in the market share, because El Damale, because he could tell the other one, look, I no come of lagina am goizi. I'm giving out walnuts to the kids. Ad plug shiuski, you can give out almonds. I'm not taking away anything. You could even out the market field and hold on to your client base. In fact, that I'm giving out promotional items, you could also give out. Aval hachob, over here in the case of Rav Huna, where this guy already opened up his mill already a few months ago. And he already has customers coming to him. Now, this guy in the same movie wants to open up the same profession. Even the Rabbanim would agree that that's forbidden. Because the Amalei, he could tell him, taking away from my livelihood. Hey, you're actively going to take away from what I have. In that case, by the Rabbanan, where they have, let's say, fair share in the market, one guy then adds promotional items, so good, he could also open up and it'll still maintain the balance. Here, whatever he's going to do is already taking away because he had the monopoly on this market in this market. You're opening up another store, you're by default going to have to take away. Could be the Rabban would agree to Rav Huna that it'd be aser. So the Gemara says, Meisvid, the Gemara on Rav Huna for the following Braisa. The Braisa says, Eisa adam chanus b'tzad chanus shel chavera. A person is allowed to open up a store right next door to the store of his friend. U'merchat b'tzad mercheta shel chavera. If his friend has a bathhouse, he could open a bathhouse right next door to his friend. Ve'en yachal l'mchaz b'yadei, and the guy cannot protest. Nisha yachal amalai, because he could tell him, look, ato eisa b'tich shelcha, you do your profession in your store. Then he said, potentially, I'm going to do it by me. And you can't complain. So you see, clearly not like Rav Huna, where if they're in the same mavoi, this Braisa says you could, and Rav Huna says you cannot. So the Gemara, you're right, Tanoi, it's a machlokes Tanoi. And Rav Huna is like the other Tanoi, Gluten, or Braisa. Kaifin b'nei mavoi says that the people from the same mavoi could force each other, shaloi loheisha b'neim, that they should not put amongst themselves, loi chayet, not a tailor, loi bursiki, and not a tanner of hides, v'loi malama tanoikis, not a school, not a school child teacher, which Taisa explains how that goes well with the halacha that we said that no one could stop a school teacher from opening up. And neither to allow any profession to come in from a different place. In other words, no one's allowed to rent out a house in this common mavoi if there's already someone that has the same profession, to someone from outside the neighborhood to come in and then open up shop with that same profession from someone that's already in the neighborhood. But, says the Tanna Kamma, v'lashcheinoi, but for his neighbor who lives in the same mavoi, not to have someone from outside the mavoi to come and open up the same profession, but from a neighbor in the same mavoi, that says the Tanna Kamma, einu kofayu, he cannot force him to stop him from opening up the same profession as his neighbor. Now, Reb Shimon Leilaim, he says, no, af l'shcheinu kofayu, even for his neighbor, he could force him not to open up if he already himself opened up the same profession. And that's Rav Huna, is like Reb Shimon Gamliel. Tanna Kamma says you cannot stop someone in the same neighborhood, which we'll see what exactly is the qualification of a neighbor. That's not like Rav Huna. And Reb Shimon Gamliel is like Rav Huna, who says that even in the same mavo, even in the same neighbor, that you cannot stop him if he wants to open up the same profession. Now, the Gemara qualifies the Amr Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua, says, Pshitali, in the opinion of the Tanna Kamma, it's obvious to me, that bar masa a bar masa achriti, that someone from this town, regarding someone from another town, Matzi Ma'akev, he could stop that guy from the neighboring town from coming to his town and opening up the same profession as him to come and sell his stuff. And that's even like the Rabban who say that for a neighbor you can't force him, but here since he's not a neighbor, he's from a different town, then you could stop him. Now, but v'ishayich b'charga d'hocha, however, if he is applicable to the taxes, in other words, he gives the taxes to the governor just like everyone from this town, then loy matzi, then the person from this town cannot be ma'akev, cannot stop him regarding opening up shop in the entirety of the city. Moreover, he says that it's obvious to me, says Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua, that bar mavo denavshe, that regarding someone from the same mavoi, loy matzi ma'akev, that he cannot stop him from in the same mavoi from opening up the same profession, which was like the opinion of the Rabbanan, again, not like Rav Huna who said that in the same mavoi you could stop him. But by Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua, he says, but what I am wondering about is, my question is, bar mavo achrinamai. What's the halacha regarding someone from this mavoi, and that there's someone from a neighboring mavoi, a different mavoi, who wants to open up this in this same mavoi? Is that considered a shachin, a neighbor, because he's a neighbor from the same city, from a fellow, a different mavoi, and therefore he cannot force him? Or maybe, no, that the Rabbanan said that even a shachin, you can't stop him from opening up his profession, was talking about if he is in the same mavoi. But from a different mavoi, he's not considered a shachin, and then he could stop him from opening up a store in his own mavoi. So the Gemara, take it, let it stand, it's not clear how far does that extend from not stopping a neighbor? Is that only a neighbor in the same mavoi, or even in the next mavoi, that even that type of person, you can't stop him? From the next city, for sure you can stop him, but from this city, it's not clear if you can stop him from opening up the same profession in his mavoi. Now, Amar Rav Yosef, he says, Umeid Rav Huna. But Rav Huna, who said that in the same mavoi, if someone already opened up a mill, he could stop a person from the same mavoi from opening up because it's going to take away my livelihood. This is, we're in the same dead end over here. He's like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, but says Rav Yosef that Rav Huna agrees, b'makri dardiki, when it comes to teaching school children, deloy matzma akiv, that then he cannot stop even someone from the same mavoi from him also teaching children Torah, because to the contrary, because that there's going to be this competitive edge in the same mavoi, there's another teacher, they're going to be very careful in their profession because they're going to be afraid one from the other that he's going to get the upper edge, so he's going to stay on top of his game. The Amamah, like the master had said, that Ezra Tikkun al Yisrael, Ezra instituted for the Jewish people, she meshivin sefer b'tzad sefer, that they should have teachers right next to another teacher so that there should be this competitive medge. Now the question is, v'neichash dil ma'asal l'srashule, but shouldn't we be concerned that they're going to come to be negligent because there's they don't have to be careful because, oh, there's another teacher? Amalei, that's what he says to him, that no, as we continue in the type of Chabbezim and Aleph, like we mentioned before, to the contrary, the jealousy of the teachers will increase wisdom because they're going to be they have this competitive edge and say, well, people are going to send to him if I don't do a good job, so I'll come up with this way of teaching and that pedagogical tool, and therefore it's actually going to increase. So therefore, when it comes to malam tichnaikis, that you cannot stop in the same, even according to Rav Huna, in the same mavli. Now, moreover, Amar of Nachum Yitzchak, he also says another thing that Umayd Rav Huna braid of Yeshua. That although he said that in regards to the opinion of the Rabbanan, and this is not Rav Huna, this is Rav Huna b'Reid of Yeshua, that he said that regarding someone from this town could stop someone from another town from coming to his own town to come and sell, but he admits b'reichlin, by those who sell perfume and things like that, hamachzim ba'yaris, that they go around from town to town bringing aromatic spices for the women to adorn themselves, that there, delay ma'atzma akiv, that there, the peddlers from that city cannot stop peddlers from other city to sell their wares. Why? Because the Amma, the master, has said, another Ezra tikkun al Yisrael, what Ezra was masakim of the Jewish people, she reichel machzim ba'yaris, that they shall allow the peddlers to go around from city to city, k'dei she'yu tachshitin mitzuyin l'b'nei Yisrael, so that the Jewish women should have perfume and jewelry and adornments to have to beautify themselves for their husbands. Now, v'hanami l'adui, but says the Gemara, qualifies this only to allow the peddler to go around from mavi to mavi in the city to go to all the houses for whoever wants to buy, and then to leave the city and go back to his own city. But he's not allowed to come and now establish his practice of peddling here in the city when there are other peddlers here in the city if he's from a different city. Now, but v'itzuvim rabbanu, but if he's a young budding Talmudic scholar who's busy learning all day and he doesn't have time to go around door to door, even to open up a shop, and the permanent way he's permitted. Like Rava permitted these two Talmidei Chacham, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Avadya, to open up a permanent practice, even though they're from a different city, in their peddling of the wares. Not like the halacha is, but rather from within the framework of the appropriate din. My time, what's the reason? Why was he lenient regarding Talmudic scholars? Because Kimin Rabbanan, since they're Rabbanan, they're students of the Torah, they might come to be distracted from the learning because they're going to have to be busy going house to house. So since they're B'tachamim the Chachamim, they learn all day, an hour a day, they could open up a shop, even though they're from a different town. For that, we go to the Mishnah Sedin and allow them to open up in contrast to a regular Reichel that's only allowed to go around house to house and then has to leave, again, where that's the concept that Rav Huna b'Reid of Yeshua agrees that even though they're from a different town, but to go around they're permitted, like Ezra's Masakin, but like Vui Loi, but a Tamal Chacham, even like Vui, is allowed to do that.